Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Key Terminology in Generative AI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for Product Owners in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore essential terms such as training data, neural networks, and inference, focusing on their definitions and significance in the implementation of generative AI solutions. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand and communicate effectively using key terminology in generative AI, which is crucial for your role as a product owner in the finance sector. Main content definitions of training data, neural networks, and inference. To navigate the world of generative AI, it is vital to grasp foundational terms. Training data refers to the dataset used to teach a machine learning model. This data is crucial because the model learns to recognize patterns and make predictions based on the information it processes. For example, in finance, training data could include historical transaction records that enable AI models to predict future spending behaviors. It is essential for ensuring that the model has the necessary information to learn from, thereby improving its performance. Neural networks are a type of algorithm inspired by the human brain structure. They consist of interconnected layers of nodes, neurons, that process information. Neural networks are particularly powerful for tasks such as image recognition, natural language processing, and financial forecasting. In the context of finance, a neural network could analyze market data to identify trends and make investment recommendations. Their ability to learn from vast amounts of data allows them to capture complex relationships within the data. Inference is the process through which a trained model makes predictions or decisions based on new data. For instance, after being trained on historical data, a neural network might infer potential credit risks for new loan applicants based on their financial history, thereby assisting lenders in making informed decisions. This step is crucial as it translates the learned patterns into actionable insights. Understanding these terms is essential because they form the basis of how generative AI operates and is implemented in various applications. Importance of understanding terminology in implementations. A solid understanding of key terminology is vital for several reasons. First, it empowers you to engage in informed discussions with technical teams. Being conversant in generative AI terms allows you to effectively communicate your product vision and requirements, bridging the gap between business objectives and technical execution. Secondly, comprehending these terms can enhance your decision-making capabilities. For example, when evaluating different generative AI tools or platforms, knowing the difference between various neural network architectures can help you choose the best fit for your project's needs. This knowledge enables you to assess the potential outcomes and risks associated with different approaches. Lastly, understanding terminology aids in the identification of potential challenges. Recognizing what constitutes quality training data versus inadequate data can prevent common pitfalls in AI project execution, such as bias or inaccuracies in predictions. By being aware of these issues, you can proactively address them, leading to more successful outcomes. Practical examples of terminology in use. Let's delve into practical examples from the finance and fintech sectors to illustrate these concepts. Training data in credit scoring. Consider a fintech company that develops a credit scoring model. The training data might include various attributes like income level, debt-to-income ratio, and payment history. By analyzing this data, the model can learn to identify which factors most significantly influence creditworthiness. This understanding helps the company refine its algorithms for better prediction accuracy and reduces the risk of lending to high-risk individuals. Neural networks in fraud detection. A financial institution may deploy a neural network to detect fraudulent transactions. The model is trained on historical transaction data, learning to recognize patterns associated with legitimate and fraudulent activities. Once trained, the network can analyze real-time transactions, flagging suspicious ones for further investigation. This application directly addresses the critical need for security in financial transactions, helping to safeguard both customers and the institution. Inference in customer personalization. A bank can utilize inference to enhance customer experiences. After training a model on customer behavior data, the bank can infer which services or products a customer is likely to prefer. For example, if a customer frequently deposits checks via a mobile app, the bank can infer that this customer might be interested in additional mobile banking features, allowing for targeted marketing that improves customer engagement and satisfaction. These examples demonstrate how key terminology is not only theoretical but also practical, impacting real-world applications in finance. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored essential terminology in generative AI, including definitions of training data, neural networks, and inference. Understanding these terms is crucial for effective communication and implementation within your role as a product owner in finance. By familiarizing yourself with this terminology, you can better engage with technical teams, make informed decisions, and identify challenges in your AI projects. In the next lesson, we will delve deeper into the practical applications of generative AI in finance, building on the concepts we discussed today. Reflection questions: how can understanding training data improve your decision-making in selecting AI models for your projects? In what ways can neural networks enhance customer experiences in the finance sector? Reflect on a scenario where inference could play a critical role in your product development. How would you approach it?